Our guest at the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
And movie coming out this weekend that I must say I'm personally very interested in and looking forward to, and it is The 12 Mighty Orphans. And this stars Luke Wilson as Coach Rusty Russell of the Masonic Home School in Fort Worth in the 1930s. And, well, you tell the story, what this is about.
There were orphans who were there. Many of them were actually not orphans. Mm-hmm. It was such a hard time, yeah. A terrible hard time. Many parents just simply couldn't afford to feed their children.
This was in the Depression.
Yes, it was in the 1930s. And they have a few instances of showing these really tragic breakups of the family where the mother brings the child there just simply because they can't take care of them. And they do briefly tell some of those heart-rending stories, but mostly it's about the football team that came from nothing. This coach came to the place. They didn't have a practice field. They didn't have a football field at all. They had to make that up. They didn't have any uniforms. They didn't have any shoes. I mean, literally no shoes, but certainly no shoes for football. And they only had one football.
Wow.
And so they learned how to improvise. And the coach had a really hard time with them. Even understanding, most of them didn't even know what football was. So mm-hmm. It was quite a chore for him to take this and make a team out of it. And not only that, a team that got to play the big guys.
Right.
And what was called Class A at that time, which was the highest end of the Texas football.
And became very, very competitive and really very popular and kind of a sensation all over the state of Texas, the 12 Mighty Orphans. They were also, I've heard them referred to as the Mighty Mites. But
I had heard that term always when I was growing up, and I didn't know what it meant until I heard knew about this movie in the book that Jim Dent, wrote.
Right. This is
about them.
This is based on the late Jim Dent's book, The 12 Mighty Orphans, and he had written some fantastic football books. Another one is The Junction Boys, about the Bear Bryant Texas Aggies that went out to Junction and some of them just darn near died out there in the heat. And that's quite a story back in the 50s. But Jim Dent was a great football author, and this is maybe his best book, The 12 Mighty Orphans. I see, and we're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. I see Martin Sheen is in this, and Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall. They have this interesting casting. Comedian Ron White plays Sheriff Red Wright. And it has Treat Williams as Eamon Carter, and Larry Pine, who is a very fine stage actor, he plays President Roosevelt.
Ah, of course, Eamon.
It's quite an interesting cast.
Eamon Carter was the mayor of Fort Worth and a very powerful man indeed, and the publisher of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. But what role does Duvall have in this?
He's a former orphan who has, his name is Mason Hawk, and he's got a very brief role in it. He's one of the many, he's playing one of the many former orphans who are actually in the film. They had several hundred of these people who play small roles and some larger roles.
Wow, great. And so this, I see this is on in Greenville this weekend, so that's nice. I think a lot of people, and I don't know how big this movie will be around the country, but I think in Texas, and in particular in North Texas, it's going to be very popular.
Right, and it was all filmed here.
Right.
Filmed at Weatherford Cleburne and Fort Worth.
Yep, good. And you see a lot of parallels with this and another of my favorite movies, Hoosiers.
Right, that's a 1986 now classic basketball underdog story. And it's on the best films of all time already. Mm-hmm. It's really well done with a coach who has quite a bit of trouble putting together a team and then doing great things with them.
Yeah,
it's stars Gene Hackman and Dennis Hopper.
Yep, I saw that. It's actually free on YouTube. And I watched it free on YouTube here back during basketball season, and enjoyed it.
Oh, cool.
All over again. I don't think I've ever seen a movie that deals with small town high school sports as realistically as that movie, Hoosiers, which is just wonderful. And loved seeing it. So the 12 Mighty Orphans out, and we're looking forward to that coming out this weekend. I see Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway. Looks like that's going to be the big movie this weekend.
Yes, I think so. The first one was quite good. It's a combination of CGI and live action.
I see.
And this is a continuation of the very popular first movie.
Mm-hmm. So that's coming out. And last weekend, number one movie was The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. Have you seen that?
No.
Well, I don't want to see that, but brought in $24 million. Is that a pretty on a normally would that be a pretty good weekend?
Well, not for old times, but it's a big step forward,
right,
for what movies are coming back.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then when we talked about A Quiet Place Part Two was number two, and that one did very well, also. Alice, good, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.